Thank you very much, Martin, and welcome to the symposium, Global Challenges. It's quite a challenge, I think, getting into this room. We have a new specialism in London, and it's called Building the Barricade. So what we thought we'd do is to commission some artists to weave cloth or designs through them and make it a more creative experience. Before going on, I mean, it's absolutely brilliant to be working in partnership with the British Council and to be able to extend the whole idea of cultural leadership way beyond the borders of the UK and into the international sphere. Cultural Leadership Programme has been really delighted to really nurture that partnership. We've used some of our models, we've used some of our approaches, and combined that with a real desire to seek out how can we be more international at the heart, at the centre. How can we really make sure that as we talk about the globalised world, we really start to live it and breathe it and do it quite naturally rather than through some simple exchanges? I do need to pay tribute particularly to the work of Assistant Director Nicola Turner, who has actually been the one who has moulded this, working with Beatrice Pembroke and others at the British Council to make sure that international participants really grasp cultural leadership as relevant in their location. So it's not just about importing or exporting one model. Cultural Leadership Programme really believes that leadership starts where you are, and leadership is diverse in and of itself. There's not just one model that we're trying to promote. What we're trying to do is to build confidence across the sector so that you can develop your own leadership styles working in very, very loose frameworks. We're delighted to have worked with the British Council, but also with Visiting Arts, where our International Exchanges programme looked not just at placements going abroad, but looked at the art of hosting, essentially. Looked at how do we really host well the individuals that might come. Underlying that, looking at how can we build genuine partnerships. Part of the idea of this kind of gathering is that wherever you are in your leadership journey, you can build the connections with people working in a peer relationship right across the globe. So that as you grow and your peers grow, those connections can only strengthen. So the Cultural Leadership Programme has developed placements in China, in Singapore, in the Caribbean, in different parts of Africa, really trying to make sure that we do our part in cementing relationships with leaders wherever they happen to be. It's really vitally important. I think just to finish, I'd like to sort of say that today's whole debate, and it's quite a packed day, I have to say, and a really stellar cast of speakers, is an opportunity for us to share our thoughts and ideas. I'm very much hoping that it will be a very, very active day, that you will use it well and really interact to make sure that you get the best from it. I'd also like to just quickly pay tribute to David Kershaw, who is the chair of the Cultural Leadership Programme. And David has made sure that the programme has remained lively, entrepreneurial and innovative. We have a fantastic board of directors who are all industry professionals that make sure that our work moves from the theory to the practical in an instant. So thank you very much. I hope you have a fantastic day.